right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Former To Catch a Predator host Chris Hansen has been arrested.
What?
Yes. Charged with larceny. So he allegedly ordered $13,000 of ceramic mugs and t-shirts, like promotional stuff.
Yeah.
Wrote two checks. They were bad.
Oh.
And he's refused to pay for them. So.
Well, what world is that?
I know it. How, Chris, you got to have some of that predator money. I mean, you got to have something.
Something.
Some of that journalist money. I mean, yeah.
So what does he do? Just write checks, willy-nilly? Or?
I don't know. I mean, you know, sometimes you don't know that there's the $13,000 isn't there. You thought I only have $12,000, and they cashed it. Don't cash it.
Well, doesn't he go online, check his accounts,
exactly,
and transfer money?
I don't know.
Well, now I'm not going to pay it.
I hate when these, but yeah, except
well, who
forget
uses
it.
Checks?
Well, exactly. Who even, you know, unless you actually had to physically send it in.
Right.
Get online. PayPal. Chris, yeah. PayPal. How about that?
Huh?
I don't know. I have to keep an eye on this story, though, because the irony. I love it. I'm glad it was just that.
Yeah.
Glad it was just that.
Wouldn't you love just to see him walk into a room?
Yeah, I know.
With somebody else sitting there?
I know. You wrote bad checks.
Yes. Does this look familiar and have to shove it across the table?
How old are you? Jeez. Oh, man, welcome to my world. Meghan Markle visited an animal rescue yesterday in the UK, met with a lot of elderly volunteers. I don't know if you can hear what one of them said to her, but listen up.
God always bless you.
Thank you.
She called her a fat lady?
She called her a fat lady. She said, you're a lovely lady, and may the good Lord always bless you. And you're a fat lady.
Huh.
Meghan Markle said, know what? I'll take it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Phew. No, she's pregnant. She's pregnant.
Like
you
what,
know?
6 months, 7 months?
Yeah, she's probably exactly right around there. Maybe I want to say six-ish.
Is that something you would say to a pregnant woman?
Well, I don't
woman?
Know. I did. And I got in trouble for it. Yeah. And I didn't. We'll talk about that later.
Next hour.
But she did take it as a compliment.
Good.
And in a lot of countries, that is. I mean, if you're too skinny in a lot of countries,
right.
I mean, it's like you're a demon.
Yeah.
You're just a demon. So, yes, exactly. As my grandmother used to say, you're healthy. You got to be healthy. I was healthy. I was a real healthy kid.
Yeah.
This is huge. A big happy birthday to Betty White.
Oh.
97 flipping years old, Mike. I know it. Could we sing to her, possibly? I don't know if we can sing to Betty. Or actually not sing to her, but if we could play to
happy
Betty.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Betty White.
There you go. That's
there
as Sharon
go.
Singing.
Stepping in where Carol Channing left off, right there. 97 years old. So Betty White and Keith Richards, you decide. That is my painfully deep take for this hour.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.